Good morning. How are you all today? Tired, always tired. Tyler's just not quite sure how he's feeling, and that's okay. Today is Reformation Sunday. Any idea what that means? Neither does anybody else. So that works out very nicely. So, a long, long time ago, there was a dude. His name was Martin Luther. He was a funny-looking dude with a funny haircut. I almost wish Pastor Bree had worn her Martin Luther costume today. But anyway, he wore funny robes, and he shaved just the top of his head. He's had a bald spot on top. I've always thought of that as being like he was just getting ready to get old, but it wasn't that. That was what they did back then, and Luther loved God and loved the church. So Luther decided we needed to have some changes. Because he was worried, because he felt like the church just wasn't getting where people were. And in fact, I would go so far as to say that Luther felt like the church didn't seem to get where God was going either. So he started asking questions. Do you ever ask questions? Lots of times. Tyler, I'm not surprised to hear you say that. Lots of times. We ask questions because how else can we learn? So he started asking lots of questions. And guess what happened? People didn't like it. I was a lot like you when I was small, Tyler. I was always asking my mother questions until she got to the point where she would say to me, "Just be quiet for a minute." The why guy. We're going to have to make a song, Tyler. They call me the why guy. It'll be awesome. Great. All right. Well, they did the same thing to Luther. They said, stop asking questions. We're tired of you asking us why. So, they tried to put him in jail. In fact, if you can believe it or not, back in those days, church mattered so much that some people even tried to kill him because they were tired of him asking questions. So, in the end, they started something called the Reformation. The Reformation. What does Reformation mean? I don't know either. Let's just figure it out. Here's a present. Here's a present. Let's see. I think in the interest of moving quickly along in the children's sermon, because I have at least a 40-minute regular sermon planned, we'll need to hurry. So what I want you to do, so take your little present. So does that fly by chance? Can you check and see if it flies? Oh, not bad. Not bad. Okay, can you see if yours can throw it up in the air and catch it? Okay. And then yours, can you see if it will make and stand like a tent? They all work, right? Cool. Crush it. Crush it. Crush it. Okay, so does it fly? How well does your balloon work? Yeah, kind of sad. Will yours stand up anymore? No, oh, it fell over. Yours sort of. Could you just put it right back how it was before? Can you make it perfect again? How's that working for you?
I think you can't actually make it.
Yeah, Tyler says, you know, I don't think you can actually make it back like it was.
But you can still make it.
You could, but it's sort of, it's a little sad. It looks almost like something I would. You're just following the creator. How's it going, Sam? Yeah, well, guess what? We can't make it perfect again. So what happened during the Reformation was people wanted the church to go back like it was. The problem was you can't... It's pretty close. It's still got a little sadness to it. You didn't crush it very well. The problem was we can't take what was and make it back like it was and make it perfect again. But what we can do is make something new. So you could take what was, and you can maybe not make it perfect, but you could make something better, something more faithful. And that's what happened in the church. There were all these people who wanted to have the church like it had always been. They wanted it to look just like it had. They wanted it to be perfect. The only problem was it wasn't perfect to start with. It never was. And so instead, over the years, we've been trying to make something new. We've been reforming the church back into something that might actually be helpful and faithful and in some ways quite lovely all together. And that's what the Reformation is always trying to do. We're never quite perfect, and God is never worried too much about that. So instead, we have now reformed the tent that was broken into a terrible airplane. And so Paul would remind us, though our planes do not fly and our church is not perfect, by God's grace, we do have love. Thanks. You guys can go back to your place. So we're going to skip the second half of the children's hymn and go